RTE2FM. Now, Chef Mark Moriarty knows all about the challenges of home cooking as he is about to take to our TV screens again for the, what series is it?
I think it's season four at this stage.
It's season flat out with making telly you are. It's Off Duty Chef, and with the cost of living crisis, we actually decided to set him a challenge. Make our home cooked meals magic without breaking the bank. Mark, how did that go?
I came in today with my homework, Jen.
Yay!
I haven't done homework in a long while.
Okay, well, explain the budget-friendly challenge we set you, just to people listening. Go
okay,
on.
So you gave me a challenge to do a meal for one, a meal for a family of four, and then a food for kind of dinner party groups if you're having people over at the weekend based on...
Cool.
Yeah, budgeting. So how, and I suppose it goes with the theme of the show, how do we make delicious, great food, but at home and taking, I suppose, ideas from the restaurant kitchen. So you would cost your dishes in the restaurants, and we've done it here for people at home.
Deadly. Now, I'm really interested about the meal for one, because I have so many friends and people in my life going, oh, you wouldn't be arse cooking for one. It's such a waste. And cooking for one is so misery and all that kind of stuff. So I'm really interested in that one. But what did you find out when you went out shopping last night? Food is expensive.
Food is expensive. Good food is expensive, but definitely worth the extra bit. But without just saying we're going to get really cheap ingredients, what I've done is I've looked at maybe a little bit more work for you cooking, but you can make savings that way.
Okay.
And using really kind of easy to get ingredients that we're going to be like, there's nothing here that's you're not going to find anywhere. So I did the run of the supermarket last night. So if I start for like meal for one,
yeah.
So one thing I make when I used to come home from work all the time, 8-9 minutes, spaghetti carbonara, which we all love. Mm-hmm. This is how it's costed. So, and I hate when you get these segments and you go, well, all you're left there is like 200 grams of dinner, and then you're starving and you go and raid the biscuit tin after.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got rashers, egg yolks, we've got spaghetti pasta, black pepper, and a little bit of lemon juice, which really brings it up to the next level at the end.
The lemon juice?
A little bit of lemon juice at the end of my carbonara.
Interesting.
Really quick to do, 9-10 minutes. In terms of cost, so we've got 400 grams of rasher pack. We're going to break that down. We're going to use half of it. So that gives me 125. We're going to use two egg yolks. We're only going to use 170 grams of pasta, a bit of black pepper, lemon juice. We're working out at €3.03.
Unbelievable.
A portion. And that's for 500 grams of pasta on your
plate.
That's
a decent amount. You're not going to be hungry. And the great thing about making stuff like carbonara or a matriciana or anything like that with bacon in, the bacon keeps for a long time.
Absolutely. Yeah. And because we're using like... I'm using rashers, so we buy good quality.
Why are you saying rashers? Why aren't you saying bacon?
I don't know. It's a very Irish thing, isn't it?
It is,
I always struggle
rashers.
With that as well.
Rashers,
but what
okay.
you do is you chop them up. So you buy the rashers whole, chop them up, fry them off, and instead of buying lardons, you're saving about €1 because you're not paying someone else to chop up the bacon into lardons. So
oh,
there's things
gotcha.
Like that.
Oh, okay. Very good. Okay, so that's a really good one to do. So the cost of that is around €3.
Yeah. Now, if you're in a restaurant, basically in a restaurant, how they price dishes is you come up with the portion cost for one, and then with all the other expenses of the service, the venue, the rent, the insurance, you usually multiply it by about 3.5, depending on the type of restaurant. So on my back mats there, you're working out about $12.50 if that was in a restaurant.
Not in Dublin, though.
Not in Dublin.
You wouldn't get a carbonara in Dublin for
multiplied by 4.5.
Absolutely. Okay. And so let's do the family then.
Family of four. I've gone for chicken and mushroom lasagna.
Ooh, what?
Yeah, lovely.
Lads, have you heard of a chicken and mushroom lasagna? I'm going to be all over this because I love lasagna, but this is like a nice.
We did this a few years ago and it was the most popular recipe on the RT website after the show went out. And I couldn't believe it because I didn't even want to put this on the show.
Okay.
So it's really simple. Basic lasagna sort of setup. We've got chicken, button mushrooms, and we use some cabbage, green cabbage leaves to bulk it up.
Yeah.
We've got our lasagna sheets, milk, flour, butter for our white sauce. We're using cheddar cheese. My mum's trick, which is a bit of condensed chicken soup through it to give it a real bang flavour.
What is with Elwyn's on that chicken
I
soup
love it.
Tin? It goes everywhere. Every chicken, broccoli, every dish
because
in the
80s
delicious. And 90s. It is, yeah.
And it's again, one of those store cupboard staples. And then we're seasoning up with the other half of our lemon, which we've saved from our carbonara, and a tablespoon of Dijon mustard. Now, where you're going to make the savings here is, I did a pricing last night, so you can get, we're going to use chicken thighs. A little bit more work, but definitely more flavour than chicken breasts.
Okay.
You can get... Now, I did this in a couple of supermarkets. You can buy your thighs with the skin off and the bone out, and you'll get 600 grams of meat for €8.
Right.
But if you want to do a little bit extra work, buy your chicken thighs with the skin on and the bone in. Spend 5 or 6 minutes taking the bone out yourself. It's a very easy job to do. and you will get 600 grams of the exact same amount of meat for 350.
Whoa, so that's a huge difference.
There's a huge difference. So there, that's the way you can do a little bit of extra work yourself. We're using portobello mushrooms. We're using a lovely cabbage, which is in season at the moment. So it's obviously a little bit cheaper because there's a lot of it around. And what it's working out at per portion, it's 16.05 for the whole tray, and it's €4.13 a portion. And that's for, bear with me here, 627.5 grams. So if you imagine a kilo bag of sugar,
yep,
it's over half the weight of that in lasagna. So you're, wow, you're not going to be hungry after.
You're not going to be hungry after. That is chicken and mushroom lasagna. My mind is blown. You're going to have to put these recipes. Do you have these up on your socials? You're going to have to put the chicken.
I'll put them up. I'll send them on to the show and I'll put them up on Instagram.
Will you send them up? Send them and we'll put them up because that sounds amazing. Okay, so shopping with a strict budget is all about having your cupboard full of staples, you know, rice and pasta. But what else is important to have? You mentioned that chicken soup.
Yeah.
The tin of chicken soup, which I've totally forgotten about. That's a good one. But what else is important to have at home, like ingredients-wise, yeah, to always have?
I'll always go for the sort of cheaper proteins when I'm cooking at home. Now, obviously, the weekend you can splash out, but midweek you want cheap things. I base this off like staff food in the restaurant where it has to be quick, cheap, delicious. Now, to do that, I call them kind of jiggy ingredients. So my store cupboard will have the following, which you're not going to use a lot of, but they add a serious amount of flavour for not a lot of money.
Okay.
So little stock pots.
Yeah.
I'll always have Dijon mustard. Often you'll find like a tablespoon of soy sauce or Worcester sauce in a stew or in your pasta. Absolutely delicious. Tabasco I'm addicted to at the moment. I like a bit of liquid heat. Black pepper, splashing out maybe, you won't use a lot of it, but a good olive oil or a good bottle of vinegar just to have in the store cupboard to just finish things off.
Yeah.
Add a bit of seasoning. And then I'll always have a lot of pestos and paste. So you'll go to a couple of supermarkets, you get like the sun-dried tomato pesto or a mushroom paste, things like that, that it's just a tablespoon into your dinner midweek that just makes it really, really delicious. And then in terms of bulking up, I buy a lot of, like our store cupboard will always be full of like kidney beans, butter beans, cooked lentils, things that are going to bulk up your meals.
Yeah.
Cheap, and you can just throw them in at the end.
Are you mad for getting stuff that's in, like you mentioned cabbage because it's in season, you mentioned that. Is that something you're very aware of and we should all be a bit more conscious of doing?
And you hear chefs and going on and on about, oh, seasonal produce and all that, and you go, yeah, well, it's just a buzzword. But what does that actually mean? It's like you went to the supermarket now and you'll have like cabbages are in season, asparagus, certain types of mushrooms are in season. That means they're in abundance, they're better quality to eat, they're tastier. And because they're not been flown in from all over the world, the cost of putting them on the shelf is less. So you're actually getting a better quality product that's local and it's cheaper because it's in season.
Yeah.
There's no point trying to look for look for blackberries now because blackberries are going to be in the autumn. So they're going to have to fly them in from Kenya or Peru or whatever. And that's going to add a lot of cost.
The carbon footprint on that as well and the cost on you.
Yeah.
And
so being seasonal is actually going to help your back pocket as opposed to just a buzzword or an ideology.
Are we talking about strawberries? Fruit-wise, what are we talking now?
Fruit-wise, we're coming into this. Cherries coming into season in the next few weeks, which are absolutely delicious for about a month. Raspberries will be coming. Strawberries are a little bit acidic
early
at the moment.
All right, okay.
Give them a month or two, they'll be absolutely flying. And you'll see the cost of them come down as they tear into the supermarkets for the couple of months in the summer.
That's really interesting. I must get on to that. It looks like we'll be having cabbage and asparagus soup for the week, myself and Lem. Nothing wrong with that. But the other thing you talk about on the show is reimagining leftovers to save money and reduce waste. What should we be considering now that, reducing waste and cost is more important than ever? So what's your advice there?
Do you know what I always forget, and my wife's great at it, is actually having like Tupperware and freezer bags. Because the amount of time I'll have something left over and I can be the laziest person in the world when I'm in the home kitchen. If I don't have Tupperware, things can end up going in the bin. Whereas, if you go into a restaurant fridge, it's like plastic containers everywhere, all labelled, everything broken down, and you can make something out of everything, put it on a lunch menu. So have Tupperware, have freezer bags. At the moment, I have a NutriBullet blender, which I'm using for absolutely everything. So at the end of the week, I'll have bits of veg, I'll have herbs. The veg will be blended up into a paste, which might go into the base of a curry to bulk it up and obviously give you a bit of nutrition.
Idea.
All the herbs, things like that, I'll throw into the blender with some capers and a bit of vinegar, make like a green salsa, which will go on top of pasta. And just instead of throwing it in the bin, it adds a bit of flavour to the dishes you're already making. As I said, buying slightly underprepped ingredients, so buying the chicken with the bone in, or buying a whole chicken and taking everything off it is a good way of saving some money and you'll get more seasonal ingredients. And actually, a good one is, you know, when you look at all the mints in the supermarket.
Yeah.
Try and buy the like leaner, the mints, like 5% fat, because, okay, fat is flavor from a cooking point of view, but if you get the one with 20% fat, that all melts out and you end up not using it. And you're paying for the full whack, but a lot of the melted fat and juice just ends up going down the drain. So things like that will save you a lot of money as you go through shopping.
A lot, a lot. It sounds amazing. Okay, finally, just remind us when people can catch the new series of your show and what to expect.
Next Wednesday, 8 o'clock, RT1, sponsored by Marks & Spencer's Ireland. Going really well.
Deadly.
Lots of home cooking tips, all simple ingredients, and hopefully, as has been happening, that people will be cooking the dishes at home.
Well, in the space of 7 minutes, you've already given us an abundance of tips, and I'm so ready for the week now. Food prep, you all over the food prep, yeah? Is it important to prep your food during the week? Are you one of those people?
No.
No? Okay, excellent!
No. Sorry.
Man after my own heart. I love it. Okay, well, don't forget to catch Off Duty Chef. It's next Wednesday, 26th of April, 8 p.m. RT1, don't you know? Thanks, Mark. Jen Zamparelli on RTE 2FM.